No, just
Mary
Curry. I used to ask me to go at Lee or something, sure.
Mary
Curry? Yeah, that's right.
Would blacks say anything else?
No.
Colored, would they say Christmas gift?
Mm-hmm. No, the young nigger you speak to them is a high Mr. Joe. That'd just be it. An old nigger, you say Uncle Nate. And you don't hear that no more. No, the young nigger would say Uncle Nate to all old niggers, but they don't say that no more.
What about on the first year?
What like?
What'd you say? First of the year.
Happy New Year, huh?
Mm-hmm. What would you ever say anything to somebody by way of appreciation to them, or?
I don't know just how to answer. I guess what you mean. I appreciate it. What
a much. Thank you.
So I appreciate you coming to see me. I appreciate you calling or something like that. Yeah.
Okay. When somebody was leaving your house at night.
Well, I said, night's long. You need to be in a hurry. And I'm glad you come. That's about all. Something like that.
Okay. Now. What relation would my mother's sister be to me?
You ain't.
Okay. Now.
Damn.
What about if your father had a brother by the name of John? You'd call him what?
John. That's just like it's been always.
Well, if your father had a brother by the name of William, you'd call him
Uncle William. That's right. But like he had one, Uncle Willie, here, right over here.
Really? Now, your brother's son would be?
Lucky.
What about a child that has lost both its
parents?
Yeah.
Then he'd just be an orphan.
You know, who would look after an orphan? That'd be...
Well, that's a lot of time he goes to orphan home. A lot of time, then sometimes somebody else would take him and raise him.
Uh-huh. They'd be his legal...
Well, they adopt them. Yeah, sure, they adopt them. And then he would have their name.
Who were you named? Your name is... were you named... Were you given your father's name?
No. My name is... It was two men close friends of my daddy. One of them was a sheriff, Mr. Joe. Another one was a big friend of my daddy, a big fox hunting friend. Lived down below Clinton. Bubba, so my name is Joe.
So Joe was who you were?
That's right. J.W. Joe, I call it Joe W. That's what they call me every time my name.
That's who you were named?
Well, I was named for Mr. Joe Hubbs and Bubba Wall.
That's him. Now, years ago, when a woman was going to have a baby, you'd say she was
pregnant. I can do that.
Well, they wouldn't say that much, would they? Or?
Not much. They didn't. When a woman got pregnant and began to get big, they stayed in. They didn't come out very much. Seemed to be kind of, I don't know, shy, ashamed to come out. And they didn't get out like they do now. But they'd go until just a few days before the baby's born now. You know that yourself.
What if she didn't have a husband?
Oh, well, we didn't have no white people like that done there, but there were plenty of colored people. Oh, they didn't care nothing about it, foot they going. Sure. Well, up until a few years ago, most all the niggas took up. That's the way they just took up.
Now, if a boy had the same color hair and the same eyes as his father, they'd say he...
He resembled his daddy.
Yeah. What about a child that was born to an unmarried woman?
Well, it don't make any difference now, but in those days, he wasn't thought too much of in the community. You know that. But now it doesn't make any difference. A lot of, they call them woodcoats, a lot of them.